It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and we have Alex up. Should I refer to you as AC Freezy instead?
You do you.
I'll call you Alex.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's more personal and quite nice, like, and to create the atmosphere of, because it's more about you and what you're into rather than exactly what the kind of music you make.
Thank you. Do I call you Hunter still?
Yeah, you can call me Hunter.
Okay.
DJ.
All right, DJ Hunter.
Sure, whatever you like. So you've chosen three songs.
Yeah.
To play for the whole BFM audience,
mm-hmm.
Which are supposedly influential on, but they don't have to be. They don't have to be too influential. More on you as a person rather than what your music sounds like. But it kind of does tie in, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I like them all for the production. There's something about the production that I feel is so, kind of similar over the three songs.
It's the overlying theme of the three tracks?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of in something that I try and hold myself to is the idea of having a few elements that you can take and, yeah, making a big thing out of small things.
Mm. Lots of, like, taking a little bit from all the different influences around the place.
Yeah, yeah.
So this first one, which one did you want to play first? The Purple Pilgrims track?
Yes, let's play that. That's a great way to start.
How does this one tie in?
I just like that there's so few. There's, like, you can pick out the number of instruments. There's not much going on. Mm. And it has this, like, that whole kind of melismatic quality. It's almost hypnotic. It's a great way to start a little mixtape.
Have you seen them live?
I have.
They're very good.
Numerous times.
Yeah.
They are amazing. They're one of my favorite bands.
Awesome. Well, let's give it a listen, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a bit about it and also about the other tracks that you've chosen for us.
Cool.
I'm very excited for what they come up with. You're on air now, by the way, just so you know.
Okay.
Are you excited about what they're... What,
very yeah. excited. I can't wait to hear new music.
Mm. I forgot to mention that these are all local tracks as well, the ones that you've chosen,
mm-hmm.
to go in theme with our All New Zealand Music Week. This next one, did you want to play it in this order? If you have a look over here, Joel, phone it.
Yes, perfect.
This one? Is this the next one that you wanted to play?
Yes, that's right.
Why'd you pick this one?
I picked this because I remember hearing this song and messaging Jelphonic, aka Jerry, on Twitter. He's a very prolific Twitterer and a great musician and a great plumber, if you needed any plumbing done. And I remember messaging him and being like, how did you make this? He was a friend at the time. And I said, how did you make this? And he said, I did it all with a Juno 6. And I went out and I bought a Juno like the next day, because it was really inspiring. I think that Jerry has this thing with his music where it's kind of like your ears kind of fill in the gaps. You'll hear with this track, it's really minimal, but your ears kind of fill in the gaps. And it's really amazing that he hasn't put that much on it, but it's so groovy and great.
That's quite nice.
Mm. Mm.
So you listened to this quite a bit. When did this one come out?
I do. This was maybe, I feel like I want to say 2015. He released a record. It was really hard to find an MP3 of the song, so I was very
happy that we had it here.
Very happy when you came. Yeah, I had other tracks of his lined up. He's got a lot of great songs, but I was really looking for this one. I love this song a lot.
Awesome. What was it called?
It's called Jello Phone, and there's a great accompanying video as well.
Is that on YouTube still?
I think so. Or Vimeo, maybe. Mm-hmm. High quality.
Mm-hmm. All about that high quality.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Put me on the hotline, honey, 'cause I'm burning up. Imagine me and you making out on the furniture. Call me up on my telephone. Call me up when you're all alone. Call me up. What's your name? What's your number? What's your game? Put me on the hotline, honey, 'cause I'm burning up. Imagine me and you butt naked on the furniture.
I can totally see the pauses that I'm getting stuck in the pauses now, but I can totally see the pauses that you were talking about and how you kind of like fill in the gaps yourself.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
He's not afraid of space.
Mm. Last one. What's this one?
This is Juices by Parallel Dance Ensemble with the great Coco Solid on vocals.
How'd you choose it?
how could I not choose it? It's such a great song. I love the drum sound. The drum sound is really very inspirational on this one. I really love Shopping Cart as well, the other song, but I chose this because I love the drum sound. I think it was like very inspirational, this kind of minimal, almost sample sounding drums.
So it wasn't live drums?
This sounds like live drums to me, or really good samples maybe. And the vocal is great as well, which is really important. And just a great vibe. Just a great time.
And you've got a show coming up this weekend. We'll do some plugging now.
Yes, I do. It's on Friday night. It's at Cassette 9. It's with Imugi. And DJ Marjorie Sinclair is going to be playing afterwards, part of Las Vegas Club Night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be playing some new songs. I've got my band sounding good.
Great.
You should come along.
I'm always curious about is it Imugi or is it Imugi?
I will have to ask them.
Mm. Yeah, because they played. They also played at the 95 BFM Fenton New Band Showcase. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I was every single time I talked about them, I was always curious about which one it was, and I guess it will always be one of those curious things that unanswered questions.
You know what? I can get an answer on Friday night, and I'm really sorry if I've butchered your band name, and I'm looking forward to getting it right.
I only ever see it written, so it's
fair enough.
All right, well, let's play this Parallel Dance Ensemble track, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about your new single as well, which we'll play.
Thanks, Hunter.
So I want to ask some questions about this single, mm-hmm. because brand new, First one since the EP last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first EP. Great.
Done.
That's, my question is, what is it from? Where is it going? What is this track? Is it from a piece? Is it from like an EP or something that's coming out in the future?
I'm going to release some singles for a little while, kind of aiming towards a bigger release towards the end of the year and maybe next
year.
Maybe
we'll see what happens.
I've got some touring with Tiny Ruins, so that'll
keep you busy.
Yeah. But okay. I'm going to keep it coming.
And what, because Cody Nielsen released, what was it, produced this track.
He mixed it. Yep,
yeah, that's sorry.
That's all right. No, not at all.
Did you work with him alongside, or was it more like a, hey, do you want to do this? Or
yeah, I just sent him the stems.
Yeah.
I'm still not past kind of doing it all myself, doing the recording part all myself, because it takes a little while. But I emailed Cody, and he was keen, and I kind of caught him right at the right moment before he went on tour with you, Mo.
Yeah.
I was really lucky.
Have you worked with him in the past or anything like that?
We had been on tour on that Tiny and Beck tour.
And
we got along really well. I love his drumming. He's one of my favorite drummers, and I think it just worked out. I really love all the stuff that he's mixed, so yeah,
I think it worked out well. And you can actually kind of hear his kind of, I don't know if where it came in, but I can kind of hear like the possibly Cody Nielsen side coming into the song
totally,
as well.
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
quite cool.
Yeah, I think we were on the same page on a lot of things, like how the drums should sound.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a listen. Thanks very much for coming up.
Thank you for having me.
I hope the show goes well on Friday. Uh-huh. And More plugging.
That's it. Thanks.
How much is it on the door?
It'll be $10 on the door.
Can people buy pre-sale tickets?
They cannot.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Nah, fair enough.
Yeah, that's all right.
This is Only One by AC Freezy.
Baby, how I've missed your face.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.